This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The La Crosse City Council recently approved a new concept for the future of the La Crosse Center. Local leaders have been working on a design for the downtown convention and events center for months, and now they can finally move forward with designing what the next iteration of the center will look like. Joining us today to provide an update on the process and what challenges still lie ahead are La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, the La Crosse Center Board President Brent Smith, and AJ Frels, Executive Director of the La Crosse County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So as I mentioned, the City Council approved a concept for the La Crosse Center expansion, and I wonder, Mayor, if you could start by kind of describing what that concept looks like and how it might be different from the current La Crosse Center.
It really focuses the expansion area towards Riverside Park and towards the river without actually going into the park, which, as we remember from last year, was a bit of contention. So it does a wonderful job of kind of refreshing the front door and making the kind of the various entrances there on the downtown side all consolidated or more obvious, which I think is really important. It has some additional concessions and restrooms and those kinds of things. There's a kind of a larger lobby atrium area, and then it does have that west ballroom, and then there's some options for like an outdoor balcony and all that. So I think I want to give the center board, the staff, the stakeholders a lot of credit for really listening to the feedback that we heard regarding the Riverside Park and our budget and the Pearl Street walkway, and they came forward actually with two different concepts that really fit that bill, and I'm excited for the for the next steps and with the action that the council took.
I definitely want to dig into, how this concept looks different from the previous concept that that was put before the city. But, Brent, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, what you're excited about, the concept that was approved recently. What excites you about that, this new concept?
Well, there are two or three things. One, the as the mayor mentioned, going to the west, and since the very time we started this, and you said it was months, it's been years since we've been working on this, but going to the west has always been what our board felt, and I think the council and the mayor and our community has felt, to take advantage of the wonderful park, the wonderful view, the wonderful water. That's really exciting. And I think as we've described that to tenants and people who have used the center before, it gets rave reviews. So that's exciting. As the mayor also mentioned, we're trying to do a little more interconnectedness with the center. We've had some concerns raised by our current users of the center that's kind of tough to get around and connect up. So we're going to do that. We're going to do a better job, and as the mayor said, with the lobby and potential atrium in front. So there's a potential for having events there, as well as kind of when your first impression of the center goes up. And finally, it's some deferred maintenance. There's no doubt this building was, the northern part was built in 1980. So it needs, it's looking a little ragged in spaces. So there's money to be put aside for what we would call deferred maintenance.
Yeah, can you, you mentioned that this has been kind of years in the making, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about, how long, local leaders have been looking at doing this sort of renovation and expansion of the La Crosse.
Well, I look back the other day, it was 5 years, 5 years ago that we started the first kind of discussion at the center board. And as with any major public project, and this is obviously a major one with a big price tag on it, you take it slowly. You get input from a lot of people. We've had two consultants who came in and talked about what our needs were and some ideas on how to meet those needs. We had a lot of public input in the meantime. Then there was the hiring of the architects to come forward with that with their ideas, and eventually what passed the other night. So there's a lot of people with input, and when you're dealing with a public project with this price tag, it's going to take a while, and you want to make sure you're getting it right, and I think we are.
AJ, why is this expansion something that the La Crosse community needs?
Well, there's several reasons. First of all, studies have shown that the size or attendance of associations holding meetings, their conferences have grown tremendously. Over the last 7 years, we've seen a 27% increase in attendees of these type of meetings. So we need the larger space. We need the flexibility to accommodate and bring those folks to the area. The other is simply competition. There's plenty of other communities out there that are either completed their new convention centers like Appleton, or you know, Green Bay's got theirs going, and Eau Claire's talking about doing something, Rochester over Minnesota. And then there's the independent operators as well, like Kalahari, that is in the Dells, that are doing growth in their conventions as well. So we need to be able to stay competitive in order to bring those groups in. And then we also need the size to make sure we can accommodate what the market is bringing in for conventions these days.
Yeah, do we see, you know, are the most common users of the La Crosse Center like large events like conventions, or, you know, kind of what is the variety? Or, and maybe Brent, you can jump in on this too.
Well, it's really mixed, and you ask a great question, because the people who come to town, some of these consultants that I mentioned earlier, are interested in the mix, and they're expecting to see that we're heavy on conventions and big groups. Well, the reality is certainly that's an important part of what we do at the center, but we're really a mixed-use facility, and that's what I think amazes people who look at it. We do, whether it's monster trucks, whether it's pool tournaments, whether it's dart tournaments, whether it's weddings, or whether some of the big conventions. We are really, and that's the exciting thing about the building as it is, and even more the way that it's going to be. It's not only for the conventions, and certainly that's part of it, but it's for the people of La Crosse who use this facility constantly. The amount of events we have here where you look around in the room and 95% of the people are from La Crosse, then there's other events like conventions where you're going to have 95% of the people from out of town. But this is really gets to the core of your question, that we have a lot of different uses. And a lot of convention centers you go to across the country, they're primarily convention centers. We are, that's part of our mission, but certainly not all of it.
Yeah, AJ.
I would add to that, and I agree 100% with what Brent's saying. It's such a variety of events and conferences and so forth that come in. The weddings are an important part as well. When you boil it down, it comes to economic impact and what's left, the dollars that are left behind for our community. So it's important to accommodate all of those, and you're asking a facility to do that. And in today's world, sometimes there are separate arenas from convention centers, and that's not what we have. We have a combination. So we're looking for that blend that'll work for, you know, our locals, for conference or concerts and so forth, and events like the monster truck and bull riding, as well as accommodate those big conventions that are coming in and leaving those dollars behind. A large group, say 3,500 people for 3 days, could leave, you know, $2.25 to $2.5 million behind an economic stimulus.
I'm glad you brought up the economic impact. Do we have data to show kind of what the economic impact of the La Crosse Center is right now?
Well, we base for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, what we base off of the numbers that we get from the Department of Tourism. So they're looking at $180 per visitor per night. So you can do the math from there. But I know Brent also has numbers as well from the study, and I'm sure the mayor does as well, that they could share with you, that drills down exactly that. But we do a breakdown of it and based on that number from the Department of Tourism.
The current number would say the impact of La Crosse Center is between $35 and $40 million a year as far as economic benefit. And the study that's been done on our new, if the expansion went ahead, would be another $8.7 million per year. So it's obviously very significant.
And when you say the expansion going ahead, that's the current concept that was just approved.
Yes, yes. It's called expansion, renovation, whatever you or some combination thereof.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about the latest developments and plans to expand the La Crosse Center. We're here with Brent Smith, the board president for the La Crosse Center, A.J. Frels from the La Crosse County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. Mayor Cabot, I wonder if you could explain a little bit about the budget for the renovation and expansion project. If you could kind of outline, you know, where those monies are coming from.
Right now we have, our total scope is a $42 million project. We, early on, a few years ago, as Brent was talking about, as we started to look at what was available, we are going to have to realistically borrow most of that money. We do have about $2 million of reserve funds or what you would consider maybe cash on hand to help with some of this. And then we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from the State Building Commission a few years ago. So that's another, just a little bit less than $5 million. So The 42 million less the cash and the state grant leaves about $35 to $36 million, which we will have to finance. We've been looking at that financing plan now, and we hope to have that really put together by late spring, early summer, so we know in essence how we're going to go about doing this. We are trying to, and we've had sort of recent conversations with the Convention and Visitors Bureau and others about looking at options like our local room tax and maybe some contributions from La Crosse County, increase to the ticket surcharge, some other ways to help fund this so that it is not really, you know, almost totally funded by La Crosse taxpayers. So we're really trying to make this a kind of a more of a regional financing piece rather than just the City of La Crosse.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up potentially looking at raising the room tax. I know that's an idea that you've explored.
Right.
How likely is that to happen, do you think?
Well, I feel very strongly that a part of the financing should come from the room tax. I think it's never easy to raise taxes, and I think we all as Americans just have kind of a knee-jerk, like nobody wants to pay more taxes, right? But in this case, there are certain allowances in the state law that allows you to raise your room tax if you are funding a big convention project, and that's really what we're doing here. And I feel like having some additional room tax, you're then getting some of the visitors and some folks from, you know, outside of the city to help pay for this. You know, again, not the majority. The majority is still going to be coming from the La Crosse taxpayers. But I think it's important that we do realize some additional funding from outside of the area.
AJ, how does the La Crosse area's room tax compare to other, cities? And you mentioned some of our, you know, competitors for in conventions and those things, and I wonder how we kind of compare.
Well, I'd say we're right where we should be. We're sitting at 8%, which is where many of the cities are sitting. There are some out there that have bumped up their room tax for this purpose. Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay. They're sitting at 10%. And, we've talked with the mayor a little bit, and we are open to conversation about, how that may work and so forth to assist. We get it. And we did a short survey with our members, and while they were not in favor of a full 12%, they did say that they could see reasoning why there may be an increase in room tax in order to assist with the center, in order to help move it forward, the project forward, should I say. What that percentage is, we're not there yet, but I think we need to have those conversations with the city and the mayor and see where we can go from here.
Brent, what are your ideas on using user fees for users of the La Crosse Center to pay for this? I think the mayor mentioned that idea.
Well, when we did the expansion in 2000, we had two different sources, and really that was the key in getting that project going forward at that time. It was kind of stalled at that time, and someone came up with the idea of, one, the ticket surcharge that the mayor mentioned, and room tax, so which are both, in effect, user fees somewhat. To some degrees, and so those worked, and we were able to pay off the money that was used for the last expansion back in 2000. So I think it's kind of a natural conversation and to have, it has a certain attraction, as both AJ and the mayor pointed out, of people who are benefiting by the change in the center.
So I know the project is working with this $42 million budget, but, you know, there were other designs that would have kind of exceeded that budget. And I just wonder, Mayor Cabot, you know, what is the likelihood that this project might exceed that $42 million mark?
Well, I'll maybe qualify my answer to this a little bit. I feel very strongly that from the city, you know, from the public side, that the $42 million is the limit. However, if we want to do some of the things, and this latest concept did identify a number of add-ons that would go perhaps beyond the $42 million, that we would really work on identifying private partners to help us with that. So the latest concept has a very great, you know, expansion and renovation and everything that we're looking for that $42 million budget, but it also did identify a connection that Brent had mentioned earlier, a connection from the new West Ballroom to the existing South Ballroom, the possibility of an outdoor balcony or plaza. There's a couple other things that were identified. Those would go beyond the $42 million, and I think I've tried to convey to the center board and to others that I think the city is open to those, but we really have to have the private funding to make those happen. So I think the $42 million, and that was also part of the, you know, the discussion and feedback I heard from the community last year, the $42 million as far as coming from the city and our state funding, that's really the limit. But if we are, for example, if we get a great concept, but it only takes maybe one or two of these add-ons to make this thing from, you know, a 99 to 120 on the scale, then I think the community, I'm hoping that we'll find people to step up and make that happen.
Brent, do you think we'll likely see some community involvement?
Hard to know right now because somebody said it the other night at the council meeting, I think it was the council president, there's a lot of moving parts with the current concept. We're not at a final design. That's what we're going to go to now, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that. But that's so once we can say, okay, here's what we got, and here's what it costs, then we'll have to have, I think, the discussion the mayor mentioned as to whether, okay, do we want to move it up and do we go to private funding? It's not unusual. Other communities have had public facilities get some private funding. Eau Claire is a recent example of there was some private funding for some naming rights. I'm not saying we're going there, but that's an example of where there was some private funding. So I think it's certainly within the possibility, and if we just have to figure out first what we're going to present to the council.
Yeah, and so you mentioned next steps. Can you kind of walk us through what's next?
The concept design was passed last week, as you said, and that is a concept. It's just what the word implies. And now with a final design, we're hoping we'll go to the council in April. So we're going to be busy the next 90 days here to get, and that would be, if that is passed, a final design, then the bidding starts and hopefully a construction. Some may be deferred maintenance being done this summer and construction later this year. So the next step is going to move pretty fast. There's going to be some more opportunity for public input. I think we have two meetings set up, which are very valuable to all of us. And the council is going to have a proposal in front of them, we hope, in April to keep this schedule that we're on moving.
What are you hoping to get in those public input sessions that you guys are setting up?
Well, for example, here's this is the main question that's being asked now. Well, two things. One, these add-ons or bolt-ons, as somebody's called them, that the mayor mentioned, that which some of those would be valuable to that people think. But a big debate is going on about North Hall. Do we keep North Hall the current square footage, about 15,000 square feet, or one of the plans has that reduced significantly? What do we do as far as the front of the building? The mayor mentioned that. A lot of different ideas on that. So that's just an example of very important input that, I mean, I'll be interested, I'm sure AJ and the mayor will be too, as to where our community puts a priority on square footage in North Hall, what type of design or what type of thing do we have in front of the building. That's just an example. We've had that in the past, but now that we've gotten to this point in time where we've got some real choices to make, actually the input becomes even that more important.
AG, what do you think has been the level of involvement of the public or even, you know, stakeholders in this conversation? Do you think that, you know, their voice has been able to come through in this process?
I would answer with absolutely. I think the public sessions and what the city council and the mayor has done and the board for La Crosse Center has done has certainly reached out and looked for that information and input from our residents and as well as our meeting planners as well. So, yes, I think it's been done well done.
That's A.J. Frels, Executive Director of Explore La Crosse, here with us today to talk about expanding the La Crosse Center, where the project is at in the design phase, and what's next. He's joined by Brent Smith, Board President for the La Crosse Center, and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. So I want to take a step back a little bit. Back in July, Mayor, you vetoed a concept that was originally put before the city council.
Right.
And I just wonder if you could explain maybe how this, the concept that the city council most recently approved last week, how those two things kind of compare. What was different this time that you felt, you know, was worthy of going ahead with?
Well, I think the conversation that we had last summer made it clear in the input that I received from many community members, probably one of the most, you know, sort of talked about and one of those issues that I received a lot of feedback from people. So the concept that the council approved, it's, you know, referred to as the West concept, and it does expand to the West, but it really stopped short of Riverside Park. And that was one of the big issues last year. You know, again, received a lot of feedback from people just very concerned about any encroachment into Riverside Park. And again, I applaud the designers and the center board and others for really looking very, you know, creatively at how to maximize space without encroaching into the park. The budget was the other piece that I think was very significant. And again, it's one of those issues where as you're going from as you're trying to look at concepts and the, all of the pros and cons, I mean, it's a very, I think it was said earlier, a lot of moving pieces. And so, you know, at that time, the $42 million was, you know, the budget that was being proposed was beyond that. And I just felt it was important for us to take a pause and to kind of just revisit the fact that this is a very expensive project for the city. We have a lot of needs when it comes to infrastructure and new fire stations. And so I think, again, the group really buckled down and they came up with options that were within that $42 million. And in some cases, you know, there's a little bit of ability there to do some of these add-ons or to look at, you know, some of the deferred maintenance to maybe even squeeze out a bit more square footage. So I applaud them for that. And then really the third area, which hasn't been talked about a lot, but early on it was one of the reasons why the concepts last year focused so much on going towards the park was to not go farther north. Right now there's that Pearl Street walkway that connects the downtown to Riverside Park, and it runs on the north side of the center. And there were some options that showed some of that being changed. And so we heard again from merchants and businesses and others that they really wanted to keep that connection to the river as obvious as we could. So those were kind of the three boundaries, if you will, the Riverside Park, the Pearl Street Walkway, and the budget. And the concepts that have been brought forward met all of those constraints.
Brent, as the mayor's kind of laying this out, I mean, you guys are working with a limited space, you know, kind of area and in this location,
right,
correct? And
right.
I wonder if you could talk about maybe how that's influenced the project.
Well, there's only, because of the limited space, there's only certain, you know, only certain options available. And one's north, one's west. And of course, we talked early on about the Radisson Center, and that's not going to happen. So you really are, by the nature of where we are in the land, your options are, there aren't 22 options. There's, you know, there's not many. And so what's really happening, and it goes to your question earlier, the what's where we are now really is a reflection of the public's input on the project. The mayor said it right the first time we were talking about going to north. And one of the first, the architects thought that was maybe the best plan to start out with and within the budget. But we had a lot of input from especially merchants from downtown as well as residents. That was not what they wanted. Then we talked about going to the west, and as the mayor said, there was a lot of public input on that. So really, when you talk about where we are today, it has a lot to do with the input from the citizens of La Crosse.
Because the first concept that was set before the city council did not go through, and it's been a number of months since that happened, how has that impacted the timeline of this project?
You know, not much. I think you could say a couple months, or I'm not sure exactly what it would be, but I think what we did was after that, we took a little pause, as we like to call it, after the first time, and then we got back in it. And I think once we got back in it, we made sure that things were going to run very smoothly. We hoped to, and I have up to this point. So, sure, is it back a couple of months at least, sure. But what is important, that I've said this many times, is the certainty. If we can get this, and we're on this time frame now, and our tenants, our customers, whether they be convention goers, whether they be weddings, whether they be whatever else, they want to know where we're going to be with this project in June of 2020 or October 2020. And if they can get that certainty, they're going to come back to the center, because we've had some issues the last, it isn't just the last 6 months, the last 9 months, the last year or two as this project is being discussed, with people not knowing where we're going to be. So what happened last week and what we're hoping is going to happen in the next 2 or 3 months, very important for the profitability of the La Crosse Center.
Yeah, AJ, I imagine especially big events, they want to know well in advance when things are going to be happening.
People don't like uncertainty, especially when they're planning their event. They've got several thousand people or even 300 people coming. They want to know that they've got a location locked in. They have the accommodations they need. And when I say accommodations, I'm talking about the space at the center and so forth, because we have wonderful hotels, as we all know. But they want to know that that's set, and they don't want to get told down the road that, you know, sorry, we're not going to be able to accommodate you because something's changed. So we do face that challenge. There's no doubt about it. We have an excellent sales team at the Bureau, but they have had to answer some tough questions. And, you know, and we want to be honest and fair with our clients and direct. We don't want to mislead anybody. So, you know, the sooner we know exactly how things will be laid out, the sooner we'll be able to sell exactly what we have. So we look forward to that. And it's an exciting time, but it's a challenging time as well.
Do you think the fact that, you know, regardless of when it happens, the center will be under construction, will be doing these sorts of renovations, you know, is that a negative potentially for courting in, you know, events or other conventions?
It can be. Again, we want to be direct and honest with our clients. We've talked with the center board. We've talked with the center staff. We've talked with the contractors, and they've talked with them. And I know Brent's got some things to add in there as well. And we have made arrangements, and the center and their operation, the board and the staff has made arrangements to make promises to folks that have meetings with us that we will be able to accommodate them at those times and so forth. So we work with them, and you have to do that in today's world. I mean, service is really what it's all about. It really is. You know, anybody can put up four walls and make it look nice, so to speak. I'm not diminishing what we're doing here by any means, but, you know, what it comes down to, it comes to service and accommodation and taking care of people and hospitality.
We're really talking about 1 year of construction, 2020, because we're going to be open and not be shovels aren't going to the ground until later this year. And the hope and the belief is we'll be able to finish by the end of 2020 or really maybe January of 2021. So it's 1 year, not to downplay 1 year. But and as AJ said, we've talked with our contractors and some of the big events that we are going to have, such as Organic Farmers, hopefully in 2020, we're going to be able to work around it. And they've promised us we can. They're going to even to the point of taking off 3 or 4 days because we don't want our convention, big convention, to have jackhammers or whatever in the background. So we're going to work with this. It's going to be a challenging year, but I think we're going to come through it good.
La Crosse Center Board President Brent Smith is here with us today to talk about the details of the La Crosse Center expansion project. He's here with AJ Frels from Explore La Crosse and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation about the La Crosse Center and what's next for the project. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, WPR.org/newsmakers. Our site has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at WPR.org/newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about plans to renovate and expand the La Crosse Center. Local leaders have experienced a few setbacks in planning the expansion, but the City Council has recently approved a concept for the design moving forward. Now local leaders are working out the details of what the event center will look like. We're here with La Crosse Center Board President Brent Smith, A.J. Frels, Executive Director of the La Crosse County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. Up to this point, we've been talking a lot about the new aspects to the La Crosse Center, but Brent, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of the deferred maintenance on the center that would be done as part of this project.
Well, just one thing would be that would I think most people in this who are listening to audience would relate to would be the seating in the arena. That would be the, and you know what? That is one of the number one questions that I'm asked when I start talking about the center project. Are you going to redo the seating in the arena? And the answer is yes. So that, but there's a lot of other, whether the some cosmetic, some more functional. I don't have the list in front of me. There was a lot of items that we identified early on, but that's just an example of what we're going to be doing. And I think you'll see even in the, let's use this term, the older parts of the center, you will see a big difference when this project is done.
Earlier we were talking a little bit about you know, what the La Crosse Center represents as far as an economic impact to the local community. And you mentioned that we do have a kind of a sense of, an estimated sense of what this new center would add as far as that economic impact. And I wonder if you could dig a little deeper into that.
Well, the estimate on the just looking at what the new concept would add would be about the estimates are about $8.7 million. And whether that's, you know, sure, it's restaurants, it's the hotels, it's downtown business, it's a whole host of things, and it's you know all the good things, and the mayor and AJ can talk about all the great things that are going on with downtown La Crosse, and this is just it's a much different place than you were 10 years ago, and this is just going to be another piece to it, and add to the profitability and the people who work and live downtown.
Yeah, Mayor Cabot, how important is that economic impact kind of number for you and for, you know, people on City Council?
Well, from an economic standpoint, it is, you know, it is very significant. And I can even go back a few years and put on my downtown Main Street hat when I was there downtown. It was very clear when you had a big event at the center what it meant to the restaurants and the hotels and the bars and the stores, and even now, you know, I get out and talk to a lot of folks, and I was just the other day talking to some of the hotel owners that have properties on the north side, so the, you know, up on Rose Street, and talking about the impacts of what the La Crosse Center means, and they were all, you know, again, very much unified in saying how critical La Crosse Center is, and the more events, the more of these things that we can bring, the better it is for their business. I mean, because tourism itself represents one of the most significant parts of our economic base, along with things like manufacturing and, you know, healthcare and education and all that. Tourism is a big, significant chunk. And if you just do some of the real rough numbers, I believe our spending for tourism this past year was $270 million. If you're thinking that the La Crosse Center represents, you know, $40 million of that, you can just see in those numbers alone how important that spending is from one entity and what it means for not only downtown La Crosse, but really for the larger region. And that's the thing and maybe just to, you know, kind of echo some of the remarks from earlier, I mean, it is a facility that has to be kind of almost a little bit of everything and to do all of that very well. And then it also balances the community. So we see, you know, the high school graduations and the band concerts and all of these things where, you know, I think it is a way to bring people together in the La Crosse area.
AJ, I wonder if you want to weigh in on this issue too.
Sure. The mayor's right on with his numbers. Tourism spending, when you look at the county by county visitor spending dollars that the state produces, they produce this report, if you will. So La Crosse County, we are just short of $263 million in visitor spending annually, which puts us number nine out of the 72 counties statewide. So tourism is strong for us. We do quite well. It does have a huge impact on the area. There's no doubt about it. We saw from 2016 to 2017 $15.8 million growth in visitor spending countywide. So, and that certainly affects our merchants, you know, restaurants, bars, everyone, fuel. I even say pharmaceutical because, you know, somebody needs something. They're going to have to stop in. So it could be any type of merchant could be affected by this. There's no doubt about it. And we continue to strive to grow. The year before that, we saw a $12 million growth. So we had a nice increase annually.
How do we know that we have how do we know that there is the ability for us to grow the number of events that are coming to La Crosse? You know, because investing this much into the La Crosse Center, you know, it's assuming that we're going to draw in more people. And so how do we know that we're going to be able to do that? And I think you started to touch on this earlier.
Well, we go after those markets, and we work with the center as well and their staff. I mean, we work hand in hand with them on this. And we go after those groups or those conventions, if you will, and that's really what we focus on is the convention aspect from the Convention and Visitors Bureau standpoint. And we belong to other organizations that allow us to tap into this and find those markets. Destination International is a great one. We just got in with them. And this is what we refer to as Tier 1 groups that are large. And quite honestly, for us in La Crosse County, we have not even begun to get into that. Last year was the first time we joined that. That was the direction that I wanted our sales team to get involved in and move forward. And as a matter of fact, now I'm on the convention sales and marketing committee with them. And they're an international group. So knowing what's coming, knowing the opportunities we have with the center, we're already laying the groundwork now to get networked in and connect with these folks to try to bring these groups to the area.
I would say this, that from day one, our consultants have told us that yes, we hope and expect growth, but it's also retaining what we have. And that's true in so many business ventures that you look at when you make improvements. And because we are in a competitive business, as AJ well knows, and our building, you know, needs some upkeep, and B needs something to bring people in. And so I would say, yes, we want growth, we expect growth, but we also want to keep those events that we have. There's no better example, and we hope the Organic Farmers, which is one of our best events of the year, they definitely have told us in no uncertain terms they need more space. Now, we shouldn't build a building for one event. I mean, we're not for one convention. We got it. But it's just an example of what an important event that is for this community. And to keep it would be essential, and they need more space.
Brent's exactly right. We've got to retain the customers that we have, the groups that we have. Any good business person will tell you, you got to, you know, it's easier to keep a happy customer than to try to go out and find a new one, no doubt.
Mayor Cabot, earlier it was mentioned that, you know, the next step in this process is going to be kind of, you know, fine-tuning some of the design, and then it'll be brought before the City Council once again in April. And I wonder if you could speak about kind of what you'll be looking for in April.
Well, I'm interested, again, and this is where the Center Board and others will be engaging our community. So as the architects start to refine the, you know, kind of the footprint and the square footages and all these connections and all that, that'll be one step. And then I think everybody is anticipating, well, what is the building going to look like? So I think that's really then that opportunity to get people engaged. And I know that the Center Board and others have been talking about maybe some community surveys in addition to meetings. I mean, some other ways to really try to reach out to our public and to get their ideas and feedback, because I've said this all along, and I think especially with some of the turmoil last year, we want a facility that we're all going to be proud of, and I am very confident that that's the route and the good and the path that we're on, which is good. This is something Brent had mentioned earlier. It's a combination of, you know, conventions and big events and music events, but it's also the community type events. So we want the folks who are really footing most of the bill to be proud of what this center represents. And the location that we have, I would argue, is second to none. You know, we're really the only facility like this in Wisconsin on the Mississippi River. And so, you know, we have some very natural amenities and assets that we should be taking advantage of. So I'm looking forward to just the continuation of this process. I think when we get to that point of having some ideas about what the building's going to look like and some of the architecture, we'll get a lot of public input, because I think people want, you know, that'll be that next critical piece. But I'm very confident in the team that we've put together that they're going to come forward with some great ideas of how to do that.
Yeah, Brent, how much of the outside of the building is going to change through this process?
Well, it's a good question, because we don't, and that's good. As the mayor indicated, that's going to be part of the discussion the next 60, 90 days as well. And there's a lot of different ideas on it. Some people want to make it look very new, modernistic. There's a whole other group of people who say, let's make it blend in with what we have downtown. Let's make it more traditional. So there is not a decision. Quite frankly, there hasn't been a real discussion on that as yet, but that's right at us. That's part of the discussion the next 60 days.
AJ, it seems like such a small thing, the outside of the building, but I wonder how important that might be to kind of our downtown feel.
You know, we refer to it as the wow factor. When you walk up and you say, wow, that's really cool. And I'm sure that I'm going to leave this in the hands of the experts on how it should be designed and what it should look like, but I'm sure it's going to look great. And I know we'll be a part of that and be able to have our input like everyone else. So we're looking forward to it, but I know it'll be sharp. I know it'll look good.
That's AJ Frels, Executive Director of the La Crosse County Convention and Visitors Bureau, here with us today to talk about expanding the La Crosse Center, where the project is at in the design phase, and what's next. He's here with La Crosse Center Board President Brent Smith and La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. We've been talking a lot about, does the city have, you know, plans to be able to court in more events? But I wonder, you know, we haven't really talked about all the other assets. If we have enough hotel stock, for example, to be able to support, more events at the La Crosse Center.
Well, we've added several hotels downtown, and we do have the outlying areas as well. So I would say our inventory of hotel is strong right now. It's in preparation of what's going to happen with the center. So many times, you know, a community finds itself just reversed, where they have developed a convention center and don't have the hotels. We're not in that spot. We're in a good place. We have the hotels available. Again, you're talking to someone that runs the Convention and Visitors Bureau for the county, so we are looking countywide as well to our outline, you know, Onalaska, West Salem, Holman, Campbell, and so forth. So we're looking to fill those hotels as well. So we're in a good place.
Brent, I imagine how much has that been part of the discussion, looking at the other assets in the community as we think about, you know, kind of what the next part of the La Crosse Center will look like?
Oh, I think that's definitely been part of it. We've been focused, obviously, on the building itself and the structure, but the discussion about, as AJ said, hotel rooms, and, you know, when was it, a couple years ago, we said we had 500 new rooms in downtown La Crosse within a very short period of time. And there's no doubt that some of those were done in anticipation of us doing what we're doing right now. It happened back in 2000 when we did the expansion. The Holiday Inn came in right in anticipation of us doing our expansion. So it is part of the discussion, certainly economic impact that we've touched on, how it affects others in the community. That's something we discuss, although I would have to say the center board's main focus is the structure of the building.
I could just add, too, I think fairly early in the process, this was now maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and Brent can just help me remember, but we did a market study as a part of really kicking off the whole process. And that market study, they looked at all of the kind of the necessary infrastructure that we would need to undertake any type of expansion. So they looked at the amount of hotel availability, just how close things were within walking distance of the center, the amount of parking that was available, the number of restaurants and bars and other things. And, a lot of what we're doing today is based on their recommendations, which was, you will be able to support an expansion. And, you know, they identified some of the things with the hotels and all of that. So I think, again, it has been a several-year process. I think we've gone about this in the right way, you know, first identifying some of that market need and trying to look at, you know, just what is out there and available that we could possibly be more attractive to as far as these events. And then, as AJ had said, you know, just the amount of hotel rooms that have been added in the last several years, I think makes this, you know, makes this just a recipe for success.
AJ.
I can add, our hotel operators are ready. They're looking forward to it and excited and anticipating the center to the renovation and to happen so we can fill those rooms for them.
Mayor Cabot, because this has been such a long process, you know, one with many steps over a number of years, is there a risk that there's a bit of fatigue around the project because it has taken so long?
Well, I don't think so. I think, you know, in my mind, I get excited in thinking about these types of projects because of how much longer. I mean, sure, we're going to take several years to plan and build, but to think about the impact that this is going to leave or have on our community for decades, I think, is really what gets me excited. You only have these types of opportunities probably once every, you know, 20 to 30 years, and you want to make sure you get them right, which, again, I would agree with what Brent had said earlier. We're taking the time, we're making sure to engage the community and to really have those conversations. And sometimes they're hard conversations, right, because you don't necessarily agree. So in my mind, the, you know, 4 to 5 years of planning and then construction, no one will remember that 20 or 30 years from now when we've got this beautiful facility that, you know, again, has such a great connection to the river and to Riverside Park. And we'll probably be talking about then the next, you know, hopefully expansion because of just how well things are going downtown in our community. So I do think there's a tendency where process, it does get sometimes, I mean, there's a lot of meetings and, you know, if you are going to kind of be engaged in this from beginning to end, you've got to have kind of that marathon, you know, mindset where you're going to be in this for a while, but in all, it's going to turn out really well.
I just remind everybody that in the 1990s, we had a similar 5 to 7 year process when we did this, the South addition. And I think by anybody's standards, that has had a tremendous impact on the community to have that addition. And that took a while too, but we got there. And as the mayor said, we all had to be a little patient, but it all happened. And this one will too.
What lessons do you think the center board and others learned from previous expansions that you guys are carrying forward into this expansion?
Well, having been there when the first one happened in the 90s, I can say the one thing that I brought to it, and I think our board has brought to it, is, again, just what we've been talking about, the patience, that it's going to take a while, and there's going to be some disagreements, there's going to be some healthy debate, but just hang in there. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated, because if you do and just kind of throw your hands in the air, it's a tremendous loss for lacrosse. And it would have been a tremendous loss for lacrosse in the 90s if we didn't do that expansion, and it would be the same today. So I think it's, again, get the input from all of our stakeholders, public, everybody. Realize it's going to be a process, and then make the best choice you can. And I have found the city council this time and the city council the last time, and the mayors, all of them, been very receptive, respective, and they understand what we understand, that this is a very important process, a lot of money to be spent. Take your time, do it the best, do it well, as opposed to trying to rush.
AJ, what do you think at the end of the day, how do you think this project is going to impact the larger community in lacrosse and the county?
Well, obviously, as we've spoke, it's going to allow us to bring in those bigger events, conferences, events as well for locals to partake in and enjoy. It's going to have a huge impact. To put exact dollar on it, Brent's shared that with you already several times and what it means to the community. But, you know, it's just going to allow us to bring in those large events. And you know, when we fill hotel rooms in downtown La Crosse and beyond, be it on Alaska or wherever, you know, that also means that it displaces, if you will, other people that want to come through and looking for a hotel room to further out into other communities as well. So it, you know, if you're looking to stay downtown and we're full because we have a convention, then you're gonna move a little bit further out to look for that next room. So it'll have impact. It'll in some ways will be almost impossible for us to measure completely because we just won't know. So it's going to be huge.
Yeah, Mayor Cabot, briefly as we wrap up here, what ripple effects are you hoping that when the center project is completed to see in the city?
Well, I think it again is such a driver of so much business and economic vitality throughout really our whole community. I'm very hopeful, and I know that we'll see that to continue. And I'm with the connection to the river and to Riverside Park, I think we'll get back to what AJ had said, this wow factor, that people are going to be blown away by just how this facility really takes advantage of its location next to the Mississippi River.
We've been talking with La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot, La Crosse County and Convention Visitors Bureau Executive Director AJ Frels, and La Crosse Center Board President Brent Smith about next steps in the plan to renovate and expand the La Crosse Center. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. The executive producer for Newsmakers is John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer is John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers.